The village of Chignik Lagoon on the Alaska Peninsula, with a year-round population of around 70, hopes to break ground this season on a small, long-awaited hydroelectric project. For a price tag of about $2.5 million, the simple system may produce as much power as the village typically needs. As KDLG's Dave Benninger reports, this is one of several alternative energy projects the Lake and Peninsula Borough has undertaken in an effort to lower costs and ease off of fossil fuels in its villages.
Chignik is an Aleut word for big wind, and several homes in Chignik Lagoon, one of the three Chignik villages, have small wind turbines that produce some electrical power. But the village, nestled between some of the peninsula's famously jagged terrain, has its eye on another way to ease away from expensive diesel-generated electricity. Lake and Peninsula Borough Manager Nathan Hill is standing near Packers Creek, which splashes quickly down the mountains before passing through town and emptying into the lagoon.
The Packers Creek Hydro Project will be a run-of-the-river project, which means we're taking water out of the river and putting it back in the river, into the creek, and it'll run a 175-kilowatt turbine.
And if that's true and holds up most of the year, it ought to meet or beat the village's electrical needs, says Michelle Anderson at the village council.
In the summer, our peak high is about 116 kilowatts. And so this installed capacity for the hydro will be 177. So we'll actually have some additional energy to be able to use for electrical heating, perhaps, and different things like that.
It's been designed to offset some 44,000 gallons of costly diesel fuel per year, as well as another 10,000 gallons of heating oil. The electric rate may come down from 75 cents per kilowatt hour to more like 20 or 22 cents, which would be paid to the village to operate and maintain the system. Packers Creek was surveyed by the Army Corps of Engineers in the early 80s, and a feasibility study was done in the mid-90s, and today, Anderson says residents are ready to see it come together.
They're ready for a lower power rate. It gets pretty high here. And to see any kind of alternative energy aside from the diesel being, having to use the diesel, I think people are excited about. So to be able to live off the land a little bit more is beneficial.
Residents do live off the land here, or rather the water, evidenced by the impressive seine fleet nearby, busy hauling in loads of sockeye, just one season of the year-round Chignik fishery. Needless to say, permitting took some time, but Hill says the Packers Creek project is fairly low impact.
You're not creating a huge dam. You're just taking water out, running a turbine, and then you're putting the water right back into the creek.
Packers is also not an anadromous fish stream, and the intake is up a 40-foot falls. The construction's been funded by the Alaska Energy Authority, and it's out to bid with a couple of firms showing interest. For Hill, this is but one of many alternative energy projects Lake and Penn has studied or helped develop in an effort to lower energy costs in its villages.
We're dealing with wind, hydro, and biomass. We've got a couple of wood-fired boilers, one in Kakanak, one in Igiagik. We're doing wind studies in Igigik and Leavelock. There are three villages around the Iliamna Lake area that are being run off the Tizimna Hydro Project, and I think right now they're well over 90% renewable. So yeah, we're looking forward to helping communities decrease the dependency on fossil fuels.
For Packers Creek, Lake and Penn put $400,000 on the table for the permitting and design phase. As in all projects, Hill says the borough expects the village to take ownership after construction.
We help with some expertise and we help get these projects rolling, but once the project is complete, we sign it over to the village, and the village is expected to maintain the project.
Supposing construction gets underway this year, a custom turbine will take a year to a year and a half to build, meaning Chignik Lagoon may run on hydropower by late next fall. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.